presidential visit to Buffalo. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden and the First Lady traveled to Buffalo, New York Tuesday to meet with the families of the victims from what police call a racist rampage.
New York State Assembly Majority Leader Crystal People Stokes is from Buffalo and said residents want justice. But for Black Americans like her, she says they realize
sometimes people get left out of that justice.
She called for all of Buffalo to heal together. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Relatives of the accused gunman, 18-year-old Patron Gendron, say that he possibly snapped because of his paranoia and isolation from the COVID pandemic. On Sunday, two other shootings, one at a flea market in Houston, left two dead and others wounded, and one at a church in California, killed one person and injured several others. Deputies say that hate for Taiwanese led to the church shooting.
I believe his hatred of Taiwan manifested when he was residing there in previous years, possibly in his youth. He was not well received.
Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes. Now, deputies arrested Chinese-born David Chow of Las Vegas. In Houston, deputies say they arrested one man for the shooting that stemmed from an argument. Under fire from parents and politicians, the Biden administration announced Monday that it plans to ease nationwide shortage of baby formula by taking steps including reopening the largest U.S. manufacturing plant and increasing imports from overseas. The FDA says it's streamlining the process for foreign companies to apply to ship formula to the U.S. Abbott Nutrition announced that it has reached an agreement with the FDA to restart its Sturgis, Michigan plant, which has been closed since February due to contamination. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A judge in Georgia temporarily delays the execution of 68-year-old Virgil Delano Presnell Jr., who was scheduled to die Tuesday for killing a young girl 46 years ago. The judge ruled that the state violated an agreement that put executions on hold during the pandemic. In Ukraine, more than 250 fighters from the Ukrainian regiment that doggedly defended the steel plant in Mariupol are out of the tunnels, evacuated to Russian-controlled areas. In President Zelensky's words, Ukraine needs its heroes to be alive.
This, as battlefield gains for Ukraine grow, its troops reaching the border with Russia near Kharkiv, slowing the Russian advance in the east, targeting Russian-occupied land in the south.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Kiev. And the State Department says the Biden administration is expanding flights to Cuba. They're also lifting the Trump-era restrictions on money that can be sent to people on the island. Among the changes, it is removing the $1,000 per quarter limit that immigrants can send to families. Uber is going to go the extra mile, so to speak.
In addition to providing rides and food deliveries for its customers, you'll be able to soon book long-distance travel on planes, trains, and buses just by connecting your Gmail account. The ride-sharing company will organize hotels, flights, and restaurant reservations. And it's not just planes. This summer, the company also said it was launching an option to rent party and coach buses and passenger vans through its U.S. app in collaboration with rental service U.S. Coachways.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. An actress, Maggie Peterson, whose character on The Andy Griffith Show developed a memorable infatuation with Mayberry Sheriff Andy Taylor, has died. She was 81. A post on her Facebook page said that she died in her sleep Sunday with her family present. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.